a Ric Flair on. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. You can follow us on Twitter and on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. I highly recommend doing that. Joe's journey, giving you a little update. Last week, I weighed in at 390.0. This week, slow, but it's something. I lost 1.8 pounds. I'm down to 388.2. That is 16.2 pounds total. But guys, I've been a hot mess lately. I'm going to have to talk to you guys. Maybe next week we can kick off some kind of a challenge. I need your support, Liv. I need your support, Pork Chop, because I know you work out.
Tell us why.
Well, it's just, I am losing weight, barely though, like 1 or 2 pounds. But I just know myself, physically, like I'm eating better, but physically I'm not working out like I was a month and a half ago. I want to do it, but I'm not inspired to do it. Does that make sense? Like, I want to start lifting weights. I know I'll feel good after I get a good workout in, but it's like, I don't know.
Okay, see, I think that you're the type of person that if you listen to like a motivational speech or something, that would get you going. So there's this one guy who's actually really good. He talks to a lot of football teams and he's a motivational speaker. And I think that you need to like listen to that to kind of like motivate yourself. You just need to do it. Like, if you're sitting on the couch, first things first, you just need to think about step by step. You just need to think, okay, you know what? Put on workout clothes. I'm just going to put them on and then we'll see.
Okay.
Put on the workout clothes and then put in your headphones.
Okay.
And be like, I'm just going to put on my headphones and then start listening to the motivational podcast and then start listening to it or this speech, whatever it is. Start listening to it. And I feel like that'll pump you up because you get really pumped up when you like listen to like TED Talks and stuff like that. And so I think that'll really motivate you. And then it's just, then it's doing it. You got to do it for the first couple times. But here's the thing, Joe, too.
Yeah.
You have to do it reasonable. Don't work out 7 days a week. Don't work out 6 days a week. Honestly, for you, don't even work out 5 days a week right now. Just do something easy. Do like 4 days a week. And you have to fit cardio in there. You can't just lift weights. If you really want to lose some serious weight, you have to do some cardio.
Why don't you become my trainer?
I mean, Joe, I am not joking.
You.
No. I mean, okay, well, one, I'm not a professional.
You sound like one to
and
me.
And two, I have said that I will help you. I have given you health tips, dieting tips, healthy eating, clean eating tips. I mean, I have been giving you tips even since before we've been doing Joe's Journey on air. Since literally the first day I met you, before I was even working here, when I was just coming up to visit Alex, the very first day over a year and a half ago, have tried to do that. And you're like, you don't listen. So,
hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Jerry Lynn.
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to give you, I am a personal trainer and I've been listening to your journey for a while. And I think you just need a plan.
Probably. I mean, I am the kind of person, no matter what it is, working out or anything in life, you just give me marching orders and I'll march. I hate having to think of stuff or do stuff.
He loves every single second planned out.
No, I do. Like,
he literally loves it.
My wife's like, what, are you a child? Because I'm like, Lindsay, if you just tell me what to do and like to do the laundry, she's like, well, I told you. I'm like, no. Type it out for me. Write it out for me so I don't forget and I'll totally do it.
All right. Writing it down on a piece of paper right now. Go work out.
All right.
I feel like if you don't want to get a personal trainer, there are apps out there that will map your workouts for you.
All right. Well, hang on. Let me get your information off air. Just hang on. We'll get you in a second, okay?
I just don't understand why you haven't gotten a personal trainer yet. Like, this is almost exhausting. Like,
it's my personality, Liv. I'm not trying to do this for attention.
What do you mean personality? You're normally like a go-getter. You get things done so quickly when it comes to work and your career, and then it's like your personal health and your personal growth, and like you don't do anything.
This is a therapy thing. If my therapist Julie was here, she would say the same thing. This is a breakthrough. I've realized.
I know, but like,
you know why? Because I put everything into my job, and I don't take care of myself. I'm the last thing I worry about.
That's amazing that you recognize that. Shut up. That's amazing you recognize that. But now it's start putting it into change.
I know.
You recognize it, and then you start taking action.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Keith.
Hey, Keith. What's up? What did you want to say?
No, I wanted to give you some advice about motivational speakers if you were planning on listening to one.
Yeah, who do you got?
There's a retired Rear Admiral from the Navy who is a former Navy SEAL.
Okay.
William H. McCraven. He gave a speech to the University of Texas in 2014. I listen to it every single morning.
Is that the one? Because I think I've heard it. If I know what you're talking about, is that the one where he talks about making the bed?
Yes. Okay. Listen to it every morning on my way to the gym.
What's his name again? Because I have to hear it again. But that you bring up a good thing. Maybe we can share that on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story for people to get motivated. What's his name?
William H. McRaven.
Okay, awesome. Hey, thanks for sharing that.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
You have a good day. Let's just do a few more people calling in. I appreciate it. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, turn your radio down for me, buddy. We'll just talk to you on the phone. What did you want to say?
A couple things. One, you need advice from a FFM, a fellow fat man. No longer live, because that doesn't help you any. She's already a tiny one. You need one that helps, you know, get down to size.
All right, so have you, as a, are you a former FFM?
I'm in between, so okay. I'll go with yeah.
All right, well, then what did you do? What's your little story?
Yeah, she says, you know, start off, do something easy, 4 days. 4 days is a lot. 4 days is hard. You need to start out by 2 days, like 1-2 days. Just get yourself started. Start moving.
You're totally right. Fun. And just be honest, you're totally right. But do you struggle as an FFM or a former one or
in
between?
You better believe it.
But because like my thing is like, it makes sense what Liv's saying, like, Joe, you just have to do something. I'm like, no, I've got to do 7 things and I should probably try to do a 5K this weekend to really lose weight. In reality, I won't be able to walk. Like I just,
right.
struggle with actually doing what is logistic. Wait. It makes logical.
I'll be chafing so bad I wouldn't be able to walk the next day.
Do you want
to
know why?
I'm chafing right now. Thank you, bud.
It all comes down to Joe being dramatic. It's like he can't even do anything like easily. He's just got to be so dramatic and over the top about it.
Listen, I am a dramatic person, but I don't know if that's true.
Okay, I also want to say one thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to call you out here, but I am going to call you out because we're holding you accountable.
I don't know if I'm going to like this.
Pork Chop, you'll get to learn. We call him out sometimes. This past week, not even just this week, but the week before, which is like in between the two Wednesdays, I have seen you eat so much candy from our boss's office. So much candy. And it's like, dude, you gotta cut that stuff out. I am not saying cut carbs out, cut an entire thing out. You can't eat processed sugar like that if you're trying to lose weight. I mean, I get it. If you want to have, you know, like red meat for dinner or whatever, you don't want to go so extreme and cut a ton of things out. But candy, that's like the easiest thing to cut out. The more you eat sugar, the more your body gets addicted to it. You have to cut it out.
Dang, live the web, girl. Cracking the whip over here.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to help you.
I do appreciate it. And you know what I feel bad about? I know, because I get direct messages from people on the Joe and Alex Show and on my social media, Joe Pesh Radio. And they're like, hey, keep it up. But just it is so hard as we wrap up Joe's journey this week. I do feel like people, it's like the fat guy crying wolf, kind of like the kid crying wolf. I swear on everything that I love, I'm not doing this for attention. Do you know how much I'd love to be on the radio right now saying, I'm down 50 pounds or 40 pounds or 30 pounds. Like, it sucks butt that I'm only down like 16 something when I was down almost 25. Like,
yeah.
I don't like it. And I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm not trying to have people pat me on my back and say, it's okay, Joe. It's okay. You're doing a good job. No, actually, I'm not, because like it's failing. But I think it's real. And hopefully, if you're listening right now, you haven't given up on me, because I'm really trying to do it for myself first. But I'm hoping I can inspire. That's the power of radio. I can inspire one person, like, because I've had messages like, hey, I'm down 50 pounds because you talked about it. And that's all on you. That's nothing to do with me. You put in the work and ate right and did stuff. But that's why I keep on going. But I hope if you're listening, you're not like, oh, God, if I have to hear another week of him sucking or an excuse, I'm never going to listen to the Joe and Alex Show. I hope we're not losing listeners.
I'll make a statement right now that I will help you. I'll help.
How will you help me?
Because, like, I mean, I'm not, you know, as big as you, but I'm pretty big. And
you struggle with your weight, because I don't know much about you, producer Pork Chop.
I do struggle with weight. I mean, just earlier this year, I was 180. Now I'm 220.
Okay.
So to fluctuate 40 pounds in a couple months, it's probably not good. But I'm on the up end. I need to go back on the down end.
I would kill somebody to be down to 220. I don't think I've been 220 since third grade.
Oh, gosh.